You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this. You are confident in getting a deal across the line, but to be sure, you throw out the magical ROI. That's right, the return on investment statement. Hello, this is Paul Higgins, and welcome to episode 530 of The Paul Higgins Show. This is a short, sweet, solo episode, but it gives you a lot of punch. So, as I said, you throw out the magical return on investment statement and it gets you backpedaling when you try to justify it. I was trained to use ROI calculations to get a deal across the line, and I'm sure you were taught the same as well. I've even mentored other tech consultants to do the same, and I'll probably mention it in another podcast. If you're a regular listener, you would know. But here is the rub when it comes to using ROI. The future is unpredictable. So we know the future is unpredictable, but did you ever link it to the fact that an ROI formula is therefore unpredictable? ROI is based on some future action. And guess what? You can't predict that. Or you can't predict it reliably. So therefore, you can't guarantee it. And therefore, it's hard to defend. Right, and you've been in those conversations where you pull out a number of, 10 times ROI, or you try to calculate what the true cost and upside, and in a sales call, it just doesn't work, right? And I've had little ROI calculators in the past, and they don't really work either. So if you are following so far, you are probably thinking about what helps to win more deals than Paul, right? So if ROI, and we've always used it, that's not helpful. What is? Excellent point. So I was listening to a podcast recently, as I'm not just creating them, I listen to them, and I listen about 2.5 hours at 2x speed a day. And someone talked about the economic impact, and it sort of made me stop and think. The economic impact is something that is happening to your prospect right now. It's quantifiable, and it can be measured. So let me give you a quick example to help you get your head around this. So you are selling a sales CRM to a client that has got 5 sales reps. So through your diagnostic, you know that only 1 out of 5 is making quota, right? And the collective economic impact of the 4 missing is 470,000. So why did I use that as a specific example? Because it is tangible and most people will know what that is, right? They know how big their pain is. And to be honest, it doesn't have to be 100% accurate. They've just got to give you a figure that they believe in. So then it makes it so much easier than you trying to predict the future and give them a number that they've got to wrap their head around it. This number they know because their boss or their manager or their leader or their accountant or their business partner is all over them about it, right? So they know what that figure is. And it's a real number and not something dependent on something in the future like the ROI calculation, which is based on unpredictability. So the options for the prospect is really one of 3 things. 1 is to do nothing. 2 is to work with you to reduce the impact of that 470,000, which is real now. And I call that the hair on fire problem. It's something they've got right now. It's a bit ironic if you watch me on YouTube that I don't have a lot of hair, but anyway, you know how it goes. And the 3rd thing is work with someone else, right? So it might be you that can solve the problem, and you might even refer them to someone else. But at least it's a lot easier identifying what that is. So those 3 things, do nothing, work with you to reduce the 470K, or work with someone else that you refer or they've already picked. So working with real numbers and real pain is an easier way to sell. It is their numbers and not something you have made up, which I've mentioned before. It also helps to diagnose the cause of the gap. So in this case, the 470K, which is real, it's tangible, it's hurtful, and it's impactful. So instead of finding yourself getting tripped by trying to justify the ROI on a sales CRM implementation based on actions outside of your control, get more specific and dig into the economic impact of what no action is costing them today. So, when I listened to this podcast, I thought, that is so true, right? So many times I've been tripped up with trying to calculate this ROI, and it really doesn't work. Now, I've got a little formula that I use now for an economic impact that I've implemented in my business, and I'm working with my mentoring clients. But you can go and take this and implement it, all right? So ready, set, go. Number one, on your next deal, use the economic impact. See how it works, right? You've got to have skin in the game, but there's nothing lost by doing that. The second is drill into the existing pain and what options they have to solve it. So, you know, be like a doctor where you really dig in to understand that pain. And the third thing is if it works, throw out the ROI and replace it with economic impact moving forward. And if you want to role play it to gain confidence in making this change, just contact me, reach out to me. And in regards to that, I'd like to thank you if you're the person who's recently reached out to me on LinkedIn and thanked me for the show. So often I just get random LinkedIn messages from people, and it's so nice to hear from you that you are a listener, you get value out of the show, and you take the time to thank me. It means the world to me. So I really appreciate that. But remember, this is an exclusive show for tech consultants, right? So it's just for you. And I would love to know if you could make recommendations for specific topics. So you've got a specific topic that I might not have covered as yet. And you don't have to listen to all of them, because if I've already got a topic on it, I can just send you that, right? But you might have a topic that comes up that's really challenging you at the moment, and I can help solve that. So just either hit me up on LinkedIn. If you're not a connection, connect with me, then direct message me, email me, or even visit my website at paulhigginsmentoring.com. The link's in the show notes. But I'd love to hear from you on those specific topics that you'd like me to cover in the future. So see you next time on the Paul Higgins Show. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.